Today is Thursday, the 1st of August, 2019. It is the 213th day of the year, 152 days remaining till the end of the year. The sun rose at 6:14 this morning. The sun will set at 8:18 tonight. We have 14 hours, 4 minutes of daylight to play in. The solar transit, solar noon, will be at 1:16. The only high tide of the day at 1:28 this afternoon, the final low tide at 6:09 this evening. The moon is 0.5% visible, a near new moon, now a waxing crescent. August 1st is a 1988 Malayalam film loosely based on the 1971 British novel The Day of the Jackal by Frederick Forsyth. Today is Homemade Pie Day, National Girlfriends Day, National IPA Day, National Minority Donor Awareness Day, National Raspberry Cream Pie Day, Planner Day, Playball Day, Respect for Parents Day, Rounds Resounding Day, Scout Scarf Day, Spider-Man Day, Women Astronomers Day, and World Lung Cancer Day, as well as World Wide Web Day. It's also Armed Forces Day in Lebanon and China, National Day in Benin and Switzerland, Azerbaijani Language and Alphabet Day in Azerbaijan, and it's Emancipation Day in Barbados, Bermuda, Guyana, Jamaica, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Trinidad Tobago, as it was in 1834. Slavery is abolished in the British Empire as the Slavery Abolition Act of 1833 comes into force. It's also Lunasa and Lammas, the Midsummer Festival. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You get to share birthday cake with Francis Scott Key, Herman Melville, Robert Todd Lincoln, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Dom DeLuise, Jerry Garcia, Jim Carroll, Robert Cray, Chuck D, Coolio, and Danny Harrison. On this day in history, 1965, Frank Herbert's novel Dune was published for the first time. It was named as the world's best-selling science fiction novel in 2003. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You're always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, your local public radio and the listener-supported community broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. A reminder that all San Francisco children and teens under the age of 18 are eligible for free lunch and snacks during the summer, regardless of income. Visit sfusd.edu and search for summer meals. So what do we do for the next couple of weeks until school comes back in the middle of August? Well, why not go to your local library? Here's what's going on in San Francisco's public libraries. Decorating the refrigerator, getting ready for preschool with crafts at the Glen Park Meeting Room at the Glen Park branch of the San Francisco Public Library. 2825 Diamond Street from 10 a.m. to 11:30 this morning. Toddlers will learn about arts and crafts. They will gain fine motor skills as they are exposed to the use of safety scissors, stamps, paintbrushes, and other tools. Fun and age-appropriate crafts will be an introduction to the world of preschool crafts. Please dress in your oldest pre-stained clothing. Ages 18 months to 4 years. All materials are provided unless otherwise noted. Some fun things to do in San Francisco's public libraries. For more, go to sfpl.org/summerstride. 2 o'clock this afternoon, an hour of news from the BBC World Service News Hour. Also, more news from the BBC on Top Line at 8:42 this morning. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of Northern California news stories. Pacific Gas and Electric has told a judge it strongly disagrees with a Wall Street Journal story that said the utility knew its aging power lines posed a wildlife threat, but avoided replacing or repairing them. A judge in San Francisco had ordered the utility to file a paragraph-by-paragraph response to the story. A power line sparked a November fire that wiped out the Butte County city of Paradise and killed 85 people. The jury is out for two men on trial in connection with that deadly fire at the Oakland warehouse 2 years ago. Derek Almina and Max Harris are charged with involuntary manslaughter for the deaths of 36 people during a party at the Ghost Ship warehouse on 31st Avenue in the Fruitvale District. Prosecutors allege the men acted with criminal negligence when, without permits, they converted the industrial building into a residence for artists. The defendants say they're being used as scapegoats for the tragedy blame and saying that city workers share the blame for not raising concerns about fire hazards. California is limiting full contact practices for youth football teams to reduce brain injuries. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law yesterday limiting full contact to 30 minutes per day twice a week. The new law also requires a medical professional and an independent person to be present for all games. They will have the authority to remove players who show signs of an injury. The state legislature approved the bill earlier this month with no opposition. The Cross Currents Morning Report later this hour. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KLW News, I'm Kevin Vance.